just to be in line with our terms of reference. I don't think it does change any sense in the sentence. And then on page 2, furniture, the last sentence in the second paragraph, these departments are examined. We change examine to reflective because it's there. Then we proceed to this.
Could I ask why?
There is perhaps not so much difference between these two words. But on looking at these figures, we thought examine would mean a very elaborate discussion of these amounts. And when we looked at this subsection below, we found that there is not so much examination, so we thought reflected would be appropriate. We proceed to page 3, the first paragraph, after Mike Spike, we added just one sentence there, and the sentence will read, the committee consistently seeks explanation for this practice. The committee consistently seeks explanation for this practice. We're trying just to tie up the comment that we made so that we don't leave it loose like that. That is, we are tolerating this state of affairs.
Yes, just the first line on page 3. It says, as was the case in previous years, quarter by quarter spending accelerated during, I think the word the was just coming before the word here.
We proceed to page 6. The third paragraph, line 5, it is the line starting with 129 million, was for goods and services, not goods and services. Small typo. Then we proceed. To page 13.
Just the same thing again. We start with the 129 million. Shouldn't it say was for goods at at the SM due to the later receipt of, or is it on invoices? Shouldn't it be of? This article was.
Could be that. Could be that. Thanks for that. Then we proceed to page 13. Second paragraph, number 4. The committee has also noted the serious challenges with procurement processes. We remove and tendering. Page 13, the first line, number 4.
First paragraph.
Yes. It's number 4 on that page.
Oh.
Yes. The committee has also noted the serious challenges with procurement processes. We thought it would be wise. It would make more sense if we remove and tendering. It just procurement processes. We proceed, page 14, under 6 recommendations. Based on these observations and findings, the committee recommends that this written recommendation. The committee recommends the following. Then on the same topic, under 1, the fifth line, these measures should be these. Major. But before that, also number 4, line number 3, says that an administration DPSA should set specific time frames for departments to fill. Are we still on the same page, Honorable Member? That's it, Honorable Members. We will then read the report silently for the next 10 minutes or so. Then we will take it from there. I understand the report in front of us is draft of the 13th of the 6th month, 08, ne? Delivered to yourself yesterday. So I take it you've read it. Let's pause for a moment and reflect on the report. Perhaps we should also highlight, Honorable Members, as you realize, in some of the pages, there are footnotes. The actual aim of this footnote is just to remind ourselves that out of the hearings we have had with National Treasury the past 2 Fridays, we realized that there were some little differences in the figures. As we will understand, these figures are not yet final. In other words, they are not yet audited. But Treasury, when it appeared before us, gave us other figures which were not necessarily different. But they would be some little difference in that because the National Treasury continues to purify their figures as they give to us. So if you read that light green booklet were given by National Treasury, you compare to this one, you'll realize that there are slight differences in the figures. But of course, these differences are not so much, are not so great. We welcome Honorable Masiko. That National Treasury is coming just at this time. Meneer, ons het klaar oor julle geskinne.
Thank you.
We welcome the honorable members that have joined us, Honorable Colwyn and Honorable Wang. It seems we are through with the reading. Can we comment then on the report? Honorable Mr. Swart?
Chair, just to ask, if I can ask Treasury whether they, whether they insist, for instance, if a department, say, wants to buy a capital goods or have expenditure of a capital nature, do they ask for a business plan in each instance before they approve that money, or, you know, how do they deal with it?
Question under the general. Any other matter? National Trade. It's common, boss.
General comment.
Yes.
Chair, I think the having gone through the report, and I must say I wasn't able to read it yesterday, but having gone through it morning, I think that perhaps, because we did have hearings with selected departments. Now, if I read the report, under transport, we reflect to those hearings. But pretty much under the rest of the department, we don't really refer to those hearings. And I think there was quite a lot of information that we did gather from those hearings, and that could be fairly pertinent to this report. Expenditure and various other matters, and I would like to suggest that we look at what the information was that we were given at last week's hearing, and we include more of that in this report, because, for instance, transport, we're giving in reasons for under expenditure and some of the reasons they gave us, but in some of the other departments we don't even refer to those hearings at all, and I'm just wondering whether we can't include more of that information in here. Otherwise, we're not really doing justice to those hearings or those interactions that we had. And then in some of the other departments, which we didn't interact with directly, for instance, Department of Health and so on, we give reasons for under expenditure. I'm just looking at some of the areas, like, for instance, on page 7, and then we talk about National Treasury as to why some of the transfers were late, etc. But we don't actually give reasons, we just give the fact. And so I'm just wondering whether it's not possible that we go back to some of those departments as well and try and get more information as to the actual reasons for their under expenditure, late transfers, etc. Those are just the comments I'd make, Chair. Thanks.
Thank you. Any other
Thank you, Chairperson. Adding to what Honorable Schneeman said, it seems the purpose of calling those departments was so that we should have a more business-like report. I don't know whether I'm right. We should zoom into those departments after what they said, because they were identified, so that we call them and write reports on them and not to be general anymore. Maybe the secretary will help us there. And then about those other two, it was Kimberley, correctional services and the hospital, we must also say something. Maybe these others can be for information, but we must be seen to be dwelling deep into those departments, like we tried here with transport. I don't know whether that was the purpose of calling them, but I think it was.
Thank you. I agree, honorable members are absolutely correct in raising these issues. Otherwise, calling them would have no purpose if we don't have any other report on those matters that were raised. I must highlight to honorable members that kind of a focus in the question. We were dealing with it immediately on as from last week. That how do we deal with this matter? So we've got new information that could in some way embellish our report. But then, this kind of a report we are dealing with is per the terms of reference. And in our introduction, we explicitly say it's derived from Section 32 Report S, as supplied by National Treasury. We were then dealing with the question, do we include those findings here or not? We wanted to include them. We're discussing with the researcher and the secretary. But part of our hiccup was the fact that we requested this department last week to submit to us in writing the reason for the deviations in expenditure. As matters stand now, we've received a comprehensive document in the form of a response only from the Department of Agriculture. Home affairs, transport, housing was still grappling with finding the answers from it. But as I highlighted earlier on, in some of the pages there are footnotes. The footnotes admit, they show us that to some extent we did, in trying to deal with the figures, we did take into account the recent information given to us by Treasury during the past year. During the past 2 weeks. So, I don't know. I need to be guided by this meeting. The idea from this side of the meeting, the chair, was that we will submit a separate report after we've received the response from this department. As I'm saying now, we received 100-plus pages from agriculture on, was still working, giving the answers for the teaching. 100-plus pages. We are still expecting then the other responses from this department. Whether that 100 pages will be relevant and up to the point on the question, we are still grappling with it. But honorable members, I need them to be guided. We were of the view that we will submit a separate report for those hearings. Of course, what we found out in this report, the fourth quarter report, will be also be highlighted in the separate report. Part of the other challenge we have, we are kicking off our report by saying, these are the facts or details obtained from Section 32 report. Yet, as we proceed, we add other matters which are not part of the Section 32 report that are derived from national treasury. So it could be, in a way, become a distortion of facts that you receive. But if we submit a separate report and we say it's a report of the hearings that we've had with selected departments, I think, will cover that kind of a challenge. I need them to be guided by this meeting, honorable members. Honorable Schumann.
from her chair. I think listening to what you're saying, I mean, I think that perhaps your suggestion would be the correct one, that we do a separate report in terms of the hearing, because as you correctly indicate, some of the information and some of the discussions may not actually relate to the fourth quarter expenditure report per se. So that, and I think that there was a lot of valuable information and interaction in those hearings, and it would be a waste if those hearings just land up to the side. So I would agree with that. I think that what you were saying, that some of the departments have actually requested information as to some of the reasons that we picked up from the fourth quarter expenditure report. I just wanted to get clarification, Chair, because obviously, if I'm not mistaken, if I read correctly, we're going to adopt this report next week, I think. If I'm looking at it here, it's on Tuesday next week.
Yes,
I'm not mistaken. Okay. So I would then suggest maybe that when we wrote to those departments, we did give them a deadline by which they had to respond. So if by the time we Monday's a holiday, so Tuesday we're going to adopt this report, if by Tuesday morning we haven't received anything, or by the end of today, that we simply indicate in the report that requests were made to the following departments for information, and we can list the information that we requested and simply state that we received no feedback, and to give some sort of explanation as to why we're not able to give comprehensive reasons for some of the points that are raised in this report. That would be my suggestion, so that on Tuesday, if we've not got information, it's reflected there, and we simply adopt the report.
Thank you for those kind of a way forward. Indeed, we did give a deadline of Wednesday. As we indicated earlier, only agriculture met this deadline. These other departments, they say they were still working. The secretariat did call this department on Tuesday and say, please remember the deadline of tomorrow. We are expecting, they said they were still working on those responses. We do have a pointer of what are the outstanding issues. We'll deal with them later. Perhaps because we are now on that matter, let us just highlight them. From National Treasury, but I'm not aware of any deadline, but from National Treasury, we are still awaiting their interpretation of the concept of a development estate. Not just a generalized or wide one, but with regard to budgetary or fiscal matters. We are still awaiting this kind of a response. From the Department of Transport, we are awaiting a report on the major financial shortfalls in the department, specifically details of instances where the department has cut its expenditure, and a report on the budgetary impact of what is called the torch infrastructure. Torch infrastructure meaning some of the railway coaches, commuter coaches, as well as the other general trucks that were banned. What is the impact onto the budget. Home Affairs were expecting a report on the harness project, including time frames for implementation. From the Department of Housing, we are awaiting a report on the stalled housing projects and a report on goods and services expenditure, specifically the amounts allocated and rolled over. And a breakdown on vacancies at the critical sections of the department. Of course, we've highlighted earlier that that's one of our departments. Those are the reports that we are still awaiting, Honorable. Honorable Shineman, you highlighted also on page 7 that we should try to tie up the matter and leave just and not leave it to just a comment. I think we deal with it just quite relevant. Because if we leave it like this, it would, it might imply that we are tolerating this kind of a state of affairs. Generally, honorable members, as we will be seeing, the attachments to the report, they are not necessarily attachments, but I'm saying attachment for lack of a better word. Those graphs, I'm worried, really, to the state of being disappointed at the final product that appears in the APC. We are having this graph in color so that to convey a certain message, certain meaning to what we're saying. But as they come in the APC, they come in black and gray. So in a way, our message is diluted. I don't know, maybe honorable members, for instance, the last set of graphs, they've got what we see, bluish. It's not blue, but I don't know color so much. It's what is maroon and yellowish. Oh, okay. Yes. I'm aware I'm all having the original here, which is got color. You are yourself also having this gray and black. But, you know, in our last interaction in the house, I highlighted this thing that we feel that the message is being somewhat watered down.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. Wonder if it would appeal to whipping whoever in Parliament so that our report is submitted to Parliament. It is transmitted with the same weight that we intended. Honorable Kumar.
Thank you, Chair. I mean, I think we are one of the most significant intended users of this information. And then if it is not in the original color, then it is not the correct information. And because using color, you are conveying a certain message. Now, pink and light yellow are the same, and they are gray. So you want to make a difference. And I do not know whether this is the case in the electronic version, but it has, because we've got to receive colors, if it is color. We are the major users of this information for the public. And if Parliament is under the understanding that it is only people who are typing it that should see color, and then people who are using the information should not see color, I think It is mistaken somewhere, and then the user of this information has got to get it as complete as possible. Right now, because it is not color, we should say that this information is incomplete, because indeed it is incomplete.
National national treasure, there was a poser to what you are. I wonder if you are able to respond. I've noted the question of Honourable Swart. As I said, to as the committee knows that I'm being asked to attend these meetings, and anything flowing from this meeting, I'll channel it through to Treasury immediately. Yeah, Treasury is a wide field, so I do not need to actually comment on. I'll note it, and my public responsibility to forward the information to the patient, and they will respond immediately. You know you are ropes. You are not tempted to speak to me out of 10. Thank you for that. You'll remind Treasury also about the other one, that flow from the hearing. Honourable members, I'm sure you are aware we did touch at some other stage that we would like to have a press briefing about this report and generally the work of the JPC. So we, on Tuesday, we should be issuing a press statement on this matter. We anticipate that there might be interest from the media out there about this report and generally the work of the JPC. Not the JPC, the Joint Budget Committee. So we have the report in front of us. We intend adopting it then on Tuesday. Adopting it next Friday. But on Tuesday, we'll be embarking on discussing again on this report. And hopefully, Secretariat, we might be having some feedback from these truant departments. Any other matter?
Thank you, Chair. I'm just wondering, I certainly agree with Honourable Schliemann about the items which you raised there, which you mentioned that we should put them into the report and say that we are awaiting those reports. And if we don't get it by the time the report has to be adopted, then the department should know about it. But just in the recommendations, I was wondering whether the committee maybe wants to make a recommendation with regard to better control over transfers, from outside, because we've always expressed concern that there's not enough control from our side as far as transfers are concerned, transfers to municipalities and to grants, and nobody checks really as to what happens to that money once it's transferred and is actually used for the purpose which it's intended. Therefore, I'm just wondering on recommendations where we shouldn't say something about that.
I think that's a relevant issue. We'll also, as we express ourselves on that one, we'll also have to look back in our previous concerns or recommendations in the draft so that then as we convey this message, we beef up the original message. Honorable Mashiach.
Thank you, Chairperson. Because according to Zora, I don't think there should be any problem between national and the provinces, because Treasury once informed us that before it's enacted, they see two departments and they agree on what should be entailed in the DORA for the appropriation. So when they come to us and tell us that there's something they can do, whereas they were sitting around the table before DORA was enacted, then it becomes a problem to us as the Joint Budget Committee, because they were together. One part didn't just pass the act. What's in that act is known by all the parties, but suddenly when implementation comes, there's no one taking accountability of how the money is not well used, unless I don't understand about what takes place before the DORA is enacted.
Yes, Honorable Mashiko, we are absolutely as we are talking now, discussion between this national department, provincial department, municipalities are going on what allocations are to be made in the next financial year. September, technically, they would be finalizing those agreements. And all conditional grants and transfers that go to municipalities, go to provinces, are by way of a business plan detailing the kind of project that is being funded, the conditions of the attached to that funding, as well as the amount for the entire MTEF period. So each recipient knows already by now the indicative figure that they have in the next year. So they can start planning already now, even for 2010 by this time. They can start planning for that. As you correctly put it, there are no surprises. Nobody is surprised about an allocation. By submitting a business plan, it implies that recipient of the conditional grant applies for that grant. And that recipient department or province is saying, we will abide by the conditions. The major part of the conditions is that they should report quarterly. Provincial departments are expected to report quarterly to Parliament via the Select Committee on Finance. That's why the Select Committee on Finance holds quarterly hearings about expenditure on conditional grants. So we are absolutely. It's only the some departments, when they appear before us, they are either aware of some kind of a loose communication among ourselves here, not being aware what report is submitted where in Parliament. So they will play a fool and saying, yes, no, we're taken by surprise by this allocation, or this allocation, we can't use it. There's not a situation, because by submitting again a business plan, it means they are applying for that funding and they are agreeing that they'll abide by the conditions attached. By the way, conditional grants in a majority of cases are intended to deal with backlogs of infrastructure and services in municipalities and provinces. So we are absolutely correct. So for us, in some instances, it's just to either participate in the activities or during the hearing of SCOF, the Select Committee on Finance, or to ask for that report from that committee so that we use it as these departments appear before us. I'm sure, honorable members, we realize, particularly with the last week's hearing, when we had an honorable member serving in agriculture and land affairs in our meeting, when the department was trying to play around, playing hide and seek with us, that honorable member assisted us and said, no, wait, these are the facts. What is your response? In that other hearing, in that other meeting, your response was like this. What is it now? So, in a way, we are clearing the bushes in inverted commas. There is no longer a bush for these departments. If we get our act together, we interact with our sister departments and the two houses, cooperate meaningfully, oversight will have its intended meaning indeed. So, honorable members, this report then we will be adopting next week, but we'll be briefly reflecting on it on Tuesday with the view of issuing a press release on it. But there are other... can we go off the report now? Because there are other internal matters to deal with. Honorable Shinma?
Yes, not dealing with this report per se, but I just wanted to raise something that, when we had these hearings, the four or five departments that came through to us the last 2 weeks on the Fridays, I want to just indicate that I found it a bit strange or a bit disappointing that members of the portfolio committees on the relating to transport, home affairs, housing were not visible. And it was just really land affairs and agriculture. Now, I'm not too sure if they were invited. If they were invited, then I would suggest that maybe we should maybe just put something through to the respective chairpersons just to express our disappointment that they did not attend.